Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about America, home of the free. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well or kicking ass. Yeah, I've been seeing all this stupid shit happening in my neck of the woods and abroad. Yes, you think because America's supposed to be the home of the brave and the free and all that bullshit. But no, we deal with fucking bullshit with weak-ass fucking faggots and losers. Me, for example, yesterday at work, I had to deal with a nigger bitch. I dealt with her the day before that, and she acted like a stupid nigger. Ooh, shocker. Yes, yesterday she's still complaining, talking bullshit, but like she's not my customer. Fuck it. Fuck off, bitch. And probably today, later today, I'm probably gonna deal with her again. Yes, fucking niggers are so fucking insufferable. What the fuck's wrong with them? Stupid ass race in my opinion. But what can you do? America likes fucking dealing with fucking weak ass people. Why? Maybe because of the Jews. They want us to deal with this shit because they hate America. Fucking goblins, man. Fuck you. Well, I got clips to prove my point, so let's bring them up, right?
You gotta answer this. You got it.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
You gotta give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing. You get me?
Yeah, this dumb bitch, she had her fucking show, and then she was grifting people with fucking crypto, and now she has an OnlyFans page. Yeah, she has nice titties. A nice Southern belle, right? These are the fucking women you're supposed to breed with, and these are the ones that are supposed to be decent. You call this bitch decent? Fucking selling her feet freaking pigs for fucking 10 bucks. What the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? Well, I know you need a good fucking man in your life to fucking fuck the retardation out of you, but it's not gonna happen, so let's continue.
I don't get you. I think you got it.
Yeah, women need to get fucked. That's what they need and that's what they deserve, but they're doing shit that they shouldn't be doing. But yes, we're going to war. Yes, I have a clip of one of our fucking service boys, or what you want to call these homos, and a military base over there, and that place is getting bombed. Yes, well, you want to be a fucking puppet for the regime, you got to be dealing with bullshit, so let's play that clip. Enjoy.
Oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit.
Gee, this place looks kind of luxurious to be a fucking soldier's fucking apartment complex or whatever you call it in those fucking military bases, really? Yeah, those are our tax dollars at work, huh? Yeah, we're attacking other people because they command it. And look at this shit. I, for one, just say, you should just abandon those bases and fuck off. Yeah, you should be coming back to America and protect American soil. We have people here that need protection, not these fucking buck goblins. Just saying, but let's continue.
Oh!
I have a question, little soldier boy. Why the fuck are you in your little apartment and not outside fighting? Huh? You joined the military to fight. That's what they have soldiers for. For war. But you're right there fucking putting dildos up your ass, just fucking crying, going, oh, fuck me. Fuck. What a fucking faggot. Yes, is this what a fucking American soldier does? What the fuck? Shame. For shame. Oh, man. And you wonder why America's losing. It's because we have fucking loser homos. Just saying. But let's continue.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm sure people are going to say, oh, Gonzo, you're a traitor. You're the one talking shit about America. Really? Really? I say that America betrayed me. And not only me, but all of you people, too. Yes, this is what happens when you break my heart. I'm going to be saying shit. Yeah, why are you breaking this little boy's heart? I loved you so much, and look what you did. You just fucking raped me. I thought raping was a no-no, but but when it's a guy getting raped, it's okay, huh? Well, fuck you. Yes, my country went to hell because we're serving fucking masters that fucking hate us. But what can we do, right? We're just along for the ride. Well, let's continue, I guess. No other choice.
Oh my god. Oh. Dude, fuck me. A fucking missile actually got through. Oh, there's more. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Well, now you want to leave like a little bitch that you are. But you know, there are consequences for desertion. You know that, right? Yes, does this consider being peacetime or wartime? Well, let me look what the Brave browser says about desertion. Yay! Well, let's see right here. It says if it was peacetime, I don't know. Are we living in peaceful times? Probably not. It says you get 5 years in prison and they take away all your cash and prizes. Womp womp. But during wartime, SpaghettiOs. I think that's where we are right now. You get life in prison or death. Yes, traitors do deserve to die. Am I a traitor? Well, if you go kill me, I'm right here. Come get me. But why the hell you want to kill a nobody? I don't know. I guess people are petty. But let's continue. Oh, friends, if you think America gives a shit about you, look what they're doing to their government officials. These are the ones that are fucking the government's little bitches, and they're not getting paid for. Yeah, all these TSA people, because they're under Homeland Security, which is connected to ICE, they're getting burned for all the fucking immigration bullshit. Well, this is your government. Enjoy.
These agents right now behind me, they are working without pay.
Okay, should I give a fuck that these people don't have any money? Yeah, do these people care that you have money? No! Yeah, people that work for the government are just lazy-ass people, in my opinion. But, I guess you need to do something with these fucking retards, but let's continue.
It's like deja vu at the security checkpoint at Sky Harbor. Agents with the TSA working without pay. And now some are looking for a second job or another way to put food on the table.
We're ready.
Oh, okay, so they have to struggle like every other American. Fucking retards. I'm trying to find a second job. I'm actually getting some more fucking training. Fucking life is getting more expensive, but they don't care. So fuck these people, my opinion.
For this to be over.
Transportation Security Officer Robert Castaneda spoke to me before starting his shift at Sky Harbor. The partial government shutdown is impacting the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the TSA. While members of Congress argue about a deal, officers like Castaneda aren't getting paid for the...
Fuck them. Why don't they learn how to code or weld or something? These fuckers don't give a shit about us. Fuck him. He's just stealing money, the fat bastard. He looks like a weirdo, in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
Hours they've worked since the shutdown began 12 days ago.
There are many families that rely on their pay...
What? Lose some weight, you fucking fat bastard. Why the hell should you fucking have a nice cushy job where other Americans have to fucking fend for themselves? Yeah, we're losing our money, our fucking taxpayer dollars are going to fucking fight foreign wars and fucking feed retards like you. No, motherfucker. No. Get a real job, you fucking piece of shit. Just my opinion. But remember, friend, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are just my delusionals. What should I fucking retard like me fucking say stuff, right? Whatever, let's continue.
Paycheck. Many of our officers work paycheck to paycheck.
Castaneda and the other officers are labeled essential, so they're required to report to work.
Oh, okay. So you're doing work for free. Doesn't that make you a slave? So why are you doing it? Because you're an essential worker? Did you fall for the propaganda? That's what you get, stupid assholes. Fuck these people, they're retarded. Yeah, in another fucking country, these people will starve to death. Why don't they starve here too? Well, they got a mouth, they could suck a dick, right? They could get protein that way. So fuck them. Just my opinion, but let's continue.
This comes on the heels of the historic government shutdown that lasted over 40 days last fall. Castaneda says people need to know that money didn't come right away.
It took two pay periods to get caught up, and then there were still...
Oh, fuck you, you weak little bitch. Other Americans are suffering too. Yeah, we have all these fucking illegal immigrants, and you cocksuckers are giving them all these cash and prizes. Yeah, they get free hotels, free food, and then they get in all the jobs? Fuck you! Fuck you right in the ass. I bet you're a fucking Democrat and you voted for this shit. So all these fucking problems are because of you. So why should you get fucking paid so you could eat? No, in my opinion, you should starve. Yeah, if you're a weak fucking person, you can't put food on the table? Well, fuck you. You should starve to death. Nobody gives a shit if I starve to death, so what? Quid pro quo, right? Favor for a favor. Dick is what I gave her. So fuck you. Next.
Many officers nationwide who did not receive all of their back pay up until January.
Castaneda.
Nobody wants to pay me. I got no money. But you see, his home looks nice, huh? Ooh, some people are living in fucking tents in the fucking cold ass fucking outside. Do they give a fuck? Nope. So fuck you, guy. Just saying.
Says he's beginning to look elsewhere, potentially leaving a job he truly loves.
I myself have been on an interview with the city of Phoenix recently.
You see? You still have fucking ways out, you dumb jerk off. Oh, I'm getting another job in Phoenix. What, you don't want to live in Phoenix? It's a job, man. When I fucking lost my fucking job because of a fucking... Well, my stupidity, that's what I get for being a retard. Yeah, it took me fucking like 4 months to get a new job. Yeah, so what the fuck? If I could do it, you could do it too, asshole. Stop being a fucking weak little bitch. But you rather fucking suck dick. I guess that's why you have that mustache, right? So you could fucking start sucking off your boyfriend's cock and tickle his nutsack or something? You fucking loser. Fucking gay fucker. Anyways, let's continue.
Just as a backup plan.
The current shutdown is the result of a fight over ICE, not the TSA. But both agencies are under the DHS umbrella. Senator Ruben Gallegos spoke before the shutdown about how he was refusing to fund DHS.
Well, fuck him and fuck the government. All the government officials go eat a dick, in my opinion. They're fucking losers. They don't do their job right, so why should they get paid for it? Correct? Just saying. Look at all the bullshit that's happening in the world. We have fucking freaks like this doing their shit. Yeah, they like fucking molesting children. But yeah, you barely fucking, you know, walk the fucking street, you jaywalk, and they already want to fucking execute you. Yeah, some Americans are more Americans than others, right? Just like an animal farm, right? Napoleon! Napoleon! Snowball! 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 Yeah, whatever, my dear boy. Yeah, have you seen the movie with Patrick Stewart? It's a good movie. Fucking A. He also fell from fucking grace. Yeah, I thought he was fucking cool, but then he started opening his mouth and saying all that fucking bullshit. Then he did that Picard fucking show. Fucking abomination. Yeah, Patrick Stewart, I used to love you. No homo. But fucking A, now you fucking just lame. Lame. But whatever, that's the world that we live in. We have all these weak cuckolds that are trying to rule the world, and they're telling us what to do, because they're bitches and they need slaves. Yeah, do you want to be a slave? Do you want to get fucked in the ass? I don't. But yes, we have to deal with this shit. But don't worry, Russia and China is starting to get rid of all these weak weenies, so hopefully when that shit happens, we get to fight these homos, and it's gonna be awesome. So you guys be great, be awesome, survive, and when the shit happens, we'll be there together. Well, goodbye, friends.
This community garden on a June evening became the scene of a horrific crime at the hands of...
So you're 12 years old? You're 13 years old?
Two middle school-aged boys.
We have a grand jury indictment charge.
Now facing serious charges to include kidnapping as adults accused of a violent act of sexual battery. The 12-year-old victim telling police as she was leaving her friend's house, 13-year-old Nelson Nunez grabbed her, forcing her onto a couch in a community garden. Another boy restrained her, she said, and as 12-year-old Josiah Jones put rocks in her mouth to stop her from screaming, Nunez, she said, raped her. The co-defendants only stopping about 30 minutes later when they heard her father calling out her name.
And just minutes ago, we learned from the Miami State Attorney's Office that there is a third co-defendant, a 15-year-old by the name of Xavier Tyson, who is also facing the charges in connection that he has to this incident as an adult. And those include felonies of lewd and lascivious, as well as false imprisonment.